right, you guys, welcome back to Success with Jess. Today is going to be a really fun episode because we, JoJo and I, moved to LA about 5 years ago. And now I have two friends. I'm actually friends with their moms and the daughters. And they just moved to LA.
Exciting.
So we're going to hear all about their journey. They're at the very beginning of it. They just moved here and we're going to hear what's going on with their world. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've watched The Hollywood Complex.
Of course.
We love it. I've watched it several times. Uh-huh. It's actually on my list to rewatch in Canada. I'm like, everyone's gonna be like, what'd you do in Canada? I watched 4,000 TV shows. That's what I did.
It's a new brand of podcast, just you reviewing.
Re-reviewing, yes. But if you haven't watched The Hollywood Complex, do it. And I don't know about you guys, but I am obsessed with people moving out here trying to make it in the business.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it in a good way because I like to hear why they did it. Uh-huh. What was the final, like, because it's a big step to move out here. Final push.
Yeah.
What the struggles are, what they miss about home, and what they're doing out here. Like, what auditions have you went to?
Yeah.
Who's your agent? Did you get photos done? So these guys are going to be, they're current. You know, JoJo and I have been here. We got this. So these guys are current. And I cannot wait to talk to them. So let's bring Presley and Bella in and let's hear about their stories. They are here. I have Presley and I have Bella. And they just moved to LA. Both of them have different stories. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves. And do you want to just tell everyone where you're from?
Yeah, I'm Presley. I was born in New York and raised in New Jersey. And now we live here.
I am Bella Waniger, and I was born in Omaha, Nebraska, just like Jess and her family, and we live out here now.
And the thing that is cool about these two is I actually have a really good connection with both of them that's not the same. Presley and I are Dance Moms alum. I mean, okay, so we go way back, and Bella and I go even further back in a different sort of way. Her sister danced with JoJo at a dance studio that we in Omaha, Nebraska. I mean, so Bella, like, I was there when you were born. Like, I remember your mom bringing you in the studio, and it was pretty awesome. I gotta tell you that. So, and now, okay, so you guys have two different stories. You both moved here. I want to know what your parents or your mom said to you to let you know that you're moving to LA.
Well, I would say that I kind of made the decision.
So let's hear all about it. Okay, let's hear all about it.
We were bi-coastal for 4 years, and we just recently officially moved 2 months ago. And I've been ready since the first time we came here. I've wanted to move, and I've nonstop talked about it since we first came. And, you know, my mom had a dance studio, and my whole family's out there. So it did take a little bit of time, but mm-hmm. It wasn't like my mom was like, okay, we're going to move. I was like, I think it's time to go because everything that I'm doing is out here.
Yes.
And not in New Jersey. Like, my whole team and everybody's out here. And just for what I want to do, we just thought it was best to be out here.
So it was like a family decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when did you finally decide? Do you remember the day?
Well, so we came out here in August.
Uh-huh.
And my dad had a job interview and they wanted him to start that Monday.
Perfect.
But that we're like, he kind of has to go home and then come back. Uh-huh. So we went home for like a week and came back the following week. And my mom and I stayed for 2 weeks or a month. 2 weeks. Yeah. Then my mom and I stayed home and packed up our house for around like a month and a half.
Okay.
And then we came out here.
So do you still have your house in New Jersey?
We rented it.
You rented it. Okay. Yeah. That's cool. That's very cool. Bella?
My story started last summer when a talent agency came to my old dance studio and they liked my audition and we talked about getting me signed, and then Jess was actually the one that suggested that we came out here. So we came out here for a month and tested it out, and I instantly fell in love with it. I was taking classes and I actually met Presley that summer.
Yes.
Did you guys meet at the camp?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
And then I went back for the first summer of school, and I did my competition team, and then that winter break was the time that we decided that it was time to come out here because you can't really, there's nothing in Nebraska.
No? Yeah.
Being completely honest.
I agree.
And mm-hmm. so that was our time that we decided to come to California. And I started taking all these dance classes, and then COVID hit. And we went back to Nebraska for about 5-6
you
months.
You went back for a while. A long time. Yeah. It got real quiet out here. Which was smart to go back.
Yeah.
So I have a question. So when your mom told you, all right, Bella, we're going to get an apartment, we're going to move out here, were you, like, excited? Or were you just like, is this even happening to me? Like,
mm-hmm. It was something that, like, that was my dream ever since I was a little girl, was to dance professionally in the industry world. And that was, like, a complete dream to me. And I was so happy that I have this opportunity to do this.
It's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And now you have two sisters at home.
Yes.
Presley, do you have any siblings at home?
No, I'm an only child.
You're an only child. I love it. I love it. So what do your sisters think of you being out here doing this?
It was a little bit difficult, but moving on from where I started, I think it's been a little bit easier for us, knowing that Faith is in college and Grace is now doing her work.
She sold her first house.
Yes, she
did. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think they've started to get used to it, mm-hmm. and I think that makes it a little bit better for our family.
Were they kind of like, oh, why did you do that with us when we were little?
Honestly, I don't think they do, because that was not what they wanted to do in the first place.
Like,
they wanted to dance, but they didn't want to dance professionally in the world, I think.
We'll just go with that. Yeah. Okay.
And so I think it was, they weren't, like, upset about it.
Yeah.
They were a little upset that we were leaving our family for like the first time.
Yeah.
Then it just kind of grew on them.
Yeah, they just get used to it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of like Jaden. It just kind of becomes your way of life. Mm-hmm. And you just make adjustments, and then everything works out and it's A-okay.
Yep,
I agree. All right. So I have a question. So it takes someone really brave to move out here and to leave everything they know. Well, what's the hardest part about changing everything?
I would say leaving my family was the hardest mm-hmm. for me. So we all live, like, really close to each other. I'm 7 minutes away from my grandparents.
Oh.
The farthest away is I'm 45 minutes away from my aunt and my cousins, and then 15 minutes away from my uncle. So we're all – I would go to my grandparents' house at least once a week.
Oh, that's very nice.
So mm-hmm. we're super close, so it was really hard to leave, especially when we went back for COVID. We got even closer mm-hmm. with them, so it was even harder. But I'm really excited to go back for the holidays because I'm really excited to see them.
To see everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it was kind of like that for my family, but it was mostly for my sisters because my grandparents and all my cousins and them, they all live like an hour and a half, even more, away. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it was also my friends because I went to public school, so I had a group of friends that it was just really hard to leave, and I guess that's with a lot of people how it mm-hmm. is, but it just kind of grows on you.
Yeah. It's hard to leave your friends. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about school since you brought that up. So were you in public school before Presley, or were you always homeschooled?
I've been homeschooled since sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
So even before Dance Moms started.
Okay.
Because we were like traveling, either going into the city or coming out to LA.
Okay.
We just thought it was better. And then we found out that I booked Dance Moms, so I would have had to been homeschooled anyways.
Yes.
And I like it way better than going to public school.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
Yes, yes.
I really
What's
like it.
What's your favorite part about homeschooling?
I like that you can kind of, at least with my program, you can make mm-hmm. your own schedule. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I'm super busy one day, I can just make up the work the next day. And it just really fits. And I don't have to, like, log on to classes or worry about missing all that, especially now. So, I mean, it's just great with, like, getting to make your own schedule and everything.
Mm-hmm. What program do you use for homeschooling?
I use Laurel Springs.
Oh, nice. That's what Kelly from the Bells used when she did homeschooling. Yeah. Her mom was one of the first homeschool moms I met. Way back when I didn't know a lot of homeschool people. Now I know a lot of them. All right, Bella. So you were in public school from preschool on.
Exactly.
And your whole life. And now you're coming to LA. Your dad sent me an Instagram DM. How do I homeschool? Yes.
I was like, Dad.
That's fine. That's all good. You gotta reach out. Yeah.
True. Yes.
Yes. So tell us about it.
I was in homeschool, again, like from preschool to the first semester of seventh grade. And then the second semester is when I started homeschool, and Jess was the one that gave us all of these connections, like all of the different schooling systems. And we started on one, and we're still on that one still, but it is really nice being able to, especially doing with school and my comfy clothes, not having to worry about getting ready.
Yeah. Totally. Yes.
And I also really like getting to make my own schedule. Mm-hmm. Like, there is no worry about, like, the fact of having things due at this point at 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. Mm-hmm. And it just makes things a lot easier.
It's more flexible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it just, you want to do your work, but it just takes some of the stress mm-hmm. out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. So besides school, like, you also have to train and you also have to do things at such a young age for your career. Mm-hmm. So, like, I know what I did with JoJo a lot of lessons and a lot of different things, but I want to hear about what you guys do, like voice lessons, dance lessons, acting lessons, so much stuff. Well, let you start, Presley. Yeah.
So I take at least class from 4 to 8 Monday through Friday, and then there's different classes added in there.
These are all dance classes. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Dance classes. And then I take one voice lesson a week, and I'm starting to take acting classes. I was in them before COVID, like in person, but we're going to do online soon.
Good.
So that's just like what I do weekly. And then there's always stuff that like pops in here and there because there's classes all the time, like everywhere. And they're actually starting to open up in-person dance classes, like master classes now.
Really?
Good. But they are outside. So it's a little different.
Yeah.
But it's cool, all the spaces that people are making.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You went to the one with JoJo the other day.
Yeah.
And she kept sliding on the floor in her pants.
And her Gucci tracks.
And I'm like, you're going to ruin your pants. I'm watching the live stream. But anyways, totally off the subject.
She had mentioned that somebody told her to change just before you're going to leave. So I don't know.
Well, she was wearing like old tour pants, like from a backup dancer. And I was like, honey, you have like nice, cute clothes. Wear like your good clothes. And then I see her sliding on the floor and I'm like, okay, there we go. All right. So Bella, what do you do out here to train?
A lot of my dance classes are random and I just find them just on Instagram usually. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the places that I used to go are now closed right now. Like Millennium was the main place that I used to go, and that only has live classes right now. But Guy Groove has also been one that I like taking.
His Groove Interactive, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my acting classes are one day a week on Tuesdays, and they're really fun. I do them with Cynthia Bain. She's a really good teacher.
Yes.
And then I am starting to take voice lessons once a week as well.
Very good. So do you guys like singing?
Yes. Yes.
I
didn't think I'd like it at first, but it's just, there's something about it that I...
I'm not going to ask you to sing because that's like totally on the spot, so don't freak out. But I want to know, like, say I were to ask you to sing, do you have a go-to song? I just like to hear what kind of music you like, basically.
I mean, it really depends, but, you know, there's always, like, that one. I like singing Justin Bieber because he's, like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But other than that, I don't really know who I like to sing. Right now, I like singing Christmas songs, obviously.
Totally. Yes. Good call. Yes. Bella?
I like singing Justin Bieber's Holy and Lonely. Those are my two favorites of his. And then when I'm feeling a little bit sassy, I'll bring in a little bit of Lady Gaga. There's one song that I'm working on right now.
Which one?
911.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit difficult since it's a different style, but I'm trying to figure out all the notes and stuff.
When JoJo was younger, her go-to song was Born This Way. Yeah. It was just easy. You know, like.
Jess, what would be your go-to?
Celine Dion. Come on.
So easy, right? Hitting all the notes.
So I fill in for her all the time. Yes. Sometimes, like, we'll say, like, we were doing the Halo Awards, and Kelly Clarkson was on the Halo Awards, and she and JoJo were performing together. Like, JoJo would do her own, like, vocal warm-up and mic check, like, on stage. But, like, Kelly Clarkson had someone stand in for her and check her mics and check her sound, and she literally walked on stage and performed. I know, right? Yeah, really. Cool. Yeah. That's pretty cool. So we always joke that when JoJo gets, like, too famous to do her mic checks, like, who's going to do it?
Nate.
We all nominate Nate. So a lot of people, when they move out here, the first thing they do is get an agent. It's a long process to get an agent. It's mm-hmm. not easy. Do you guys want to talk about where you're at? Like, I know you're both at different stages of that right now, but both stages are great to talk about.
I have a manager, and then I have a dance agent, and then a, like, commercial agent.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I have had a few dance agents, mm-hmm. but right now I'm with MSA.
Perfect.
And yeah, it's really great. I have a great team. I really like them.
I didn't know you had a manager.
Yeah, I think I've been with him for about a year now.
Okay, okay.
So I met with him in like August, right after Dance Moms aired, I believe.
Yeah.
So he's amazing.
Yeah. So. And you have a publicist?
No.
No. Okay. No. Okay. Mm-hmm. For people that don't know what like a publicist does, they help get you in Tiger Beat or help get you on a talk show or help get you to an event. Your manager can do that a little bit, but that's like what a publicist does.
Yeah.
Like a PR person. Mm-hmm. If you have something new coming out, they'll help launch it with you. All right. So Bella, you just had some photos taken.
Yes, I did.
So tell us about that.
I did them with Kenneth Dolan, and they came out really nice, and I really like them. And
so why did you have pictures taken?
I'm trying to get an agent right now.
Yes,
And we're trying to decide between a couple of agencies. Osbring, Clear, and MSA are the ones that we're trying to get right now. But, yeah, I thought the pictures obviously are going
to
help.
They're phenomenal. Yes, they're very good. So what people need to know is that you have to come out here, and you can't just be like, hi, will you represent me? You know, like it's a whole thing. Like you have to have pictures that aren't on your phone. Like you have to have professional pictures first. Then you have to submit them. Then they have to call you in for a meeting. And then you have to both like each other, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And there's a lot of agents out here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there are the good ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a question about that. Maybe you guys can answer.
Yeah, what do you got, Nate?
So say like someone like an Autumn Miller or like a Presley who already has like a big following, they come out because they built their big following wherever they're from, then they come to LA. Would it be way more easy for them because of the following that they acquire? And I'm just saying hypothetically, if like Presley had 4 million TikTok followers that she did from her little town in Minnesota, or Minnesota's not a little town, but I guess in Montana.
It's a big state name.
Little town in Montana.
So you're asking with more followers.
Would it be easier for them? Like, okay.
Yeah, it's definitely easier, especially after being like on a TV show.
Yeah.
Because most people on Dance Moms don't have an agent, and then they get one after they're on there. On reality TV in general, like you don't walk in with an agent. But if you have a following, people want you. Because now brands want you and products want you. And if you have that following that you've built, it's worth so much. Just like to get an agent and financially, it's like the following is huge, which is why like when people say like, oh, I don't let my kids have TikTok, I don't let them have Instagram, but it literally can be a business for your kids. Like I remember, and my mom would always say this story to me, I would wake JoJo up and I'd be like, you didn't post today. She'd be like, mom, I'm like, I told you 3 posts a day. Like it's literally what you have to do to grow your following. And it's not for fun.
Mm-mm.
It's zero. And Nate and I were having this conversation before you guys got here about how, I mean, if you want to talk about it, you totally can, Nate.
I was saying before you guys got here, I'm like, man, Presley, she posts a lot on all platforms. And I was saying how hard I know that is to keep all that content going on a daily basis. And I feel like I always see you in my feed. You know what I mean? So good job to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And
changing
so maybe
the backdrops, the outfits.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like it. I mean, I like fashion and I like taking pictures. Obviously I take them all the time, even if I don't post them, but it is hard to like, if I'm posting every day, I post once on Instagram, 3 times on TikTok, once a week on YouTube, and then Twitter and Snapchat are in there as well. Uh-huh. So, I mean, it's a lot, but
it's a lot.
I love it. So.
That was going to be my next question, if it's planned. Like if it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's easier to get ahead of it than to do it last minute. So at least in the beginning of quarantine, my mom and I would go out every Sunday. I'd bring 7 different outfits. We'd find We'd find 7 different areas to go take pictures.
Yeah, that's exactly what we said.
I was like, her mom has to be driving her around. She has to be changing outfits because she's everywhere.
Literally an hour ago, we called it. That's incredible. That's what you have to do, though. You have to. I remember in our apartment, JoJo and I had this huge dry erase board, and it was literally the month planned out mm-hmm. with
we have one in, in the hallway of our house. Yeah. We have
it's a driver's job. Board. It's mm-hmm. and it's a good job. I think it's a fun job.
It's mm-hmm. yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for young girls that want to start out on social media?
Yeah. If you're gonna do it, you have to do it your way. You have to be different, because if you're not different, then it's just you're gonna be like everybody else, and the only way to get ahead is to be you and be confident in what you're doing. So wear what you want to wear, do what you want to do with your hair, do whatever you want to do with your makeup, because that's what people like. They like you for you, not because you're like everybody else.
I love that. I really love that. I'm so annoyed with people right now that are like, my kids can't have social media. Do you have any, like, does your mom tell you, like, don't open DMs or anything like that?
I mean, I can open DMs. I'm just not allowed to go in my request box, because if we were to go in there, I don't hope my parents don't even think go in it very often.
Yeah,
but a lot of time it's like creepy things.
Sketchy people. Yeah. So you just don't open your requests. Yeah. Okay. I like that.
And people that you don't follow don't go into your DMs unless they're a verified user. So everybody else will go to your request box.
Yeah.
So it just, I don't think that that's really like, I don't know. Because if you have social media of your kid, if somebody, you can either have a private account or if you have a public account, just if somebody's being creepy, just block them.
Just block them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
And that was always my thing with my kids. I was like, well, if you're old enough to have it, you're old enough to manage it. Like, exactly. I'm not going to babysit you.
Yeah.
Babysit yourself. All right. So I want to know what it's like to go to an audition from start to finish. Now, let me ask you this. Have you been to any auditions yet?
I did my first one in March, and then 2 days after that, went into quarantine.
Okay, so we can both tell the story then. All right, so audition, start to finish, who calls you to tell you got the audition? How does it go down? Are you excited? Are you like, take it away, Presley.
So either your agent or your manager will call you, or you'll get like an email that you have an audition, and it's probably really soon. You're not going to get a call that you have an audition in a week. It's going to be like, you have an audition in an hour. Mm-hmm. So it's very nerve-wracking, especially, at least for me, an acting audition is scarier than a dance audition, because acting audition, you have to memorize the script, practice it over and over again. So I think that that's a scary part, especially when it's in person. Mm-hmm. Like a self-tape isn't as bad as an in-person audition.
Yeah.
I love self-tapes.
I do,
because
too.
You can do it as many times as you want until you get it perfect. Mm-hmm. But I actually really like auditions, because I like performing for people. And I feel like auditions make me better at, like, everything, because especially when you get critiques back. So I like auditions, except they are very nerve-wracking.
So do you go, like, I remember going with JoJo when she was out here, and we were, like, 5 years old, and we would be number, like, 740.
Oh.
For, like, a Nestle print ad. Like,
Yes.
Oh. So do you have experiences like that where there's people everywhere?
Oh, my God. In this small New York City hallways that are, like, this big with, like, tons and tons of people just for, like, a small little commercial. But, you know, that's what you got to do.
What you got
to
do.
And you got to wait hours and hours for just to go in and do a slate and leave.
Leave.
So.
Yep.
But.
All right, Bella?
Mine was for auditioning for the LA Spark Spar Kids, which is a dance team for them. And there is about 300 people there. And I think about 20 of us got in.
Uh-huh.
And it started, I got the call from Clear Talent, actually. And that was about 2 days ahead, which was actually a decently.
Yeah, that is a decently. Yeah.
And then I went in and I got my call back. But I wasn't really expecting anything, especially since this was my first audition. I wasn't expecting, like, to even get first call back. And I actually got the first call back, and then we had to wait a little bit for the next call back, which was to go to Universal City Walk.
Okay.
And we danced there to audition for our
like a live audition. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, it was in front of anyone that could have watched. Again, oh my God, being my first audition.
Right.
That's so cool.
Just people going from Universal, just like for a family vacation, watching us dance.
Yeah.
It was a little bit stressful, obviously.
Was the choreography hard?
It was, like, it wasn't too hard, but it wasn't, like, obviously easy.
Okay, cool.
And we had a couple days. We had, like, a day to practice, because it was the same from the second callback. And that was actually one of the most nerve-wracking times ever.
Really?
And there was a lot of people watching. There was about maybe probably more than there were at the audition, felt like at least. And we were just sitting there. It was really hot out, honestly. And it was just.
So did you dance in like groups of two or groups of four?
It was in groups of four, I think.
Groups of four. Uh-huh. So they called and you like went up with three other people and you just got to do the dance once?
We did the dance once because it was a two in the front, two in the back, and we switched.
Did you switch?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you wear whatever you wanted?
We had a certain color that we had to wear.
Okay.
Because there's three dance teams. There's like a kids one, there's a like a teen one, and there's an old school.
Okay. One. Old school, like us moms can do it?
Yeah.
Like,
okay. I was really glad my mom
never
was wanted
a million years. Come on. No, no. I just think Celine Dion, that's all.
That's all. And we had to wear white.
Oh,
and
okay.
All I could find was sweatpants and a jacket. And good thing everyone else showed up in that because I thought it was going to be the only one. Anyways, and then I got called up because they were doing it in the order that we got called up in.
Yeah.
And I was like breathing so hard backstage. Again, not expecting anything. But my name got called and I was like,
like you made it. Like you got, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But like 10 months ago, but you know, it's okay.
You know what? You still made it.
And the thing is, though, is that the audition was supposed to go for basketball season.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And obviously that never happened.
No. Yeah.
So, I mean.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Everybody has their thing in COVID that they had to give up.
Yeah.
And that was yours, you know. Yeah. But you still made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Presley, what's your dream job? Well, you get the call to go to the audition. What is it?
I want to be in a feature film, and I want to be a TV series.
In a
TV series regular.
TV so like, series, regular, scripted or reality?
Scripted.
Back to one.
Okay.
Scripted.
Scripted. Okay. Okay, cool. Bella, dream job. Dream audition, dream job. You nailed it. You landed it.
For acting, it would, again, be like in a TV series regular. And for dance, it'd be a backup dancer. Or someone who's not, like, who has at least kid-friendly, like, JoJo obviously would be one, but someone that doesn't, like, have, like, music that is not...
inappropriate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Gwen Stefani, when we just met her the first time, we were in New York one time, and they were at the same upfronts, and she said, JoJo, can I give you some advice? And JoJo was like, sure, whatever, you know how JoJo is. And she was like, keep your clothes on. And I was like, that's really good advice. Just keep your clothes on, so... Be appropriate, not inappropriate, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a question. Okay, so we have kids listening at home, right, who may or may not be wanting to do something like you guys are doing. So Jess said earlier, it's like very brave to come here. So I'm curious, when you're pushing yourself to do new things, like going in an audition or like singing, what are you telling yourself in your brain to get you like ready to conquer something new?
Sometimes it's hard for me to be confident in things that are new to me.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, I'm confident in dancing and acting, but singing is something that is still new to me, and I'm working on it. But I just, like, kind of say that, like, even if I'm not the best, with practice, I can be the best version that I can be.
Yeah.
And as long as, like, you know that you're doing what you love to do, it doesn't really matter what anybody else thinks. So just, like, know that as long as you're happy doing it, it's the right thing for you.
I like that.
Going into singing, it was a little bit stressful. Yeah. And I just think, like, all the things that I could do after I accomplish this. Like, I could accomplish my dreams and, like, become even better than I already am. And it just makes me feel a lot more confident thinking, like, that way.
Yeah, I like that, too. That's good advice. Yes. Mm-hmm. See what the end game is.
Yeah.
Singing makes so many people nervous.
Yeah,
especially dancers, right? I think it's like the two like go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think all dancers hear all the music and they want to sing, but then they hear their voice and it's really hard to hear your own voice.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm very, very insecure about my voice. Uh-huh. And I'm like, Mom, can you go upstairs on the roof?
I make my mom go out on the balcony.
I'm not in the mood for anyone to make fun of my voice right now.
Aww.
Even though I know she's not going to make fun of my voice. I would probably be the one that makes fun of my voice. But it's just, I don't don't know.
It's hard. Yeah, it's very hard. Yeah. I know even sometimes when JoJo's doing things, she'll be like, don't look at me. And, like, she just wants me in there, but she doesn't want me to be, like, giving her a face that I don't even know I'm making.
Yes, yes, especially when I'm dancing. I always, my mom, and I'll not like her watching me when I dance.
My mom will, like, watch, like, I'm called out in, like, a small group. This was, like, before, like, COVID and stuff where, like, the parents could actually come in and watch. My mom would just be, like, watching me and be like,
it's scary.
And I completely block out and forget the entire dance.
Yes. It's.
I don't know why, but.
That happens. Yeah. It's hard to learn choreography fast. Mm-hmm. Is there any tricks for that?
I think that the more you do it, the better you get.
Yeah, that's.
I definitely think that Dance Moms helped me with that. Like, having to learn the dances so quickly. That now, like, when I go to a class, it's like nothing. Learning, like, a couple A counts. I had to learn a whole two routines in a few hours.
It's
so
bananas.
It's crazy.
It is the craziest thing ever. And I would say to JoJo, like, Abby needs to put you in the front. I'm going to talk to her. And she'd be like, no, I want to be in the back so I can watch everyone. Like, oh, my gosh. She just wanted to watch everyone. All right, so let's talk about jobs that you have booked already, because both of you have booked jobs since you've been out here. So I want to hear, you can tell me about 10 jobs you booked that you loved, or one job, or your favorite things that you've booked and done. They call it, like, booked and blessed out here. I mean, it, so we'll just call it booked and done.
I mean, every job is so different that I feel like it's so fun. But I just recently did something with Nickelodeon, like literally 2 days ago.
The mothership. You did something with the mothership.
It was so much fun.
Good.
It was so much fun.
So you just did Nickelodeon. What else have you done?
I did something for Brat TV, which was my first scripted show. That was awesome.
People that don't know what Brat TV is, they should go to YouTube and check it out. It's pretty cool. Awesome. There's a lot of kids out here that are on there. Yes. Yeah.
That was something that was so much fun because it was my first scripted, like, acting job. Well, show, I should say. And it was awesome, like, being on the sound stages and different sets, different, like, outfits, wardrobe, hair, makeup. Just everything was so awesome. So
what series were you on?
It's called Stage Fright.
Stage Fright.
Yeah.
Okay, so they should check that out.
Yes.
Yes. Are they going to do season two?
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
I hope.
Good, good. Any other fun jobs?
Obviously, I like doing modeling jobs a lot. Like, I just did, actually, thankfully, we got to do it during COVID. Yeah. But I did something for a brand called Petite and Pretty, which is a makeup brand.
Yeah.
I love doing stuff for them because you get to get your makeup done, your hair done, you feel all pretty. And it's just really fun. I like doing modeling jobs. So
yeah. They give you lots of cool free products.
Yeah.
Everybody likes free stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter what. Yes. All right, Bella. I know one job you did that was awesome.
The DREAN.
Yep.
Summer
party
was
amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
That was like my first time being like on an actual set like that, and let me tell you, it was the most magical time of my life, and I like was like crying when I heard. That I gotta do it. My mom was like, calm down. And I was just so excited. It was the best time of my life. And that was like pretty much my first actual job.
That's pretty cool though. That was your first job, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the best part of that day?
Pillow fight.
Pillow fight at the end. I was like, one take, everybody do it right.
No pressure.
Yes. What was the worst part?
None of it.
None of it. Good.
Having
good.
To leave.
Having to leave. Aw. That was a really fun day. Oh, that whole cast was good in that video.
It was fun.
The videographer was kind of lame, but other than that.
He was so mean to me.
I know.
He was like, you have to, like, you haven't done it in a year. Like I was like, chill out, dude.
Yeah. And JoJo was mad at me going into that. That was off her 3-day not talking to me stint.
Why was she not talking to you? I don't remember. Oh, okay. Troublemaker.
Yeah.
If you were going to say your best friend was moving here, what advice would you give her?
Maybe just put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. Because that's the only way that you can get better is putting yourself out there. And you have to do something that's not in your comfort zone to get better. Mm-hmm. And the only way to, like, get known in this industry and to work is to put yourself in front of the right people. Talk to people, you know, put yourself out there. So I think that would be my
advice. I love that. David Dobrik said early on, he said, don't think that other people are, like, looking at you and are worried about you because everyone's worried about themselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I'm like, oh, what's my hair look like? I'm like, oh, no one's looking anyways, you know? So that was what I liked. But anyways, keep going, Bella.
Really just like, I was like very scared when I first came out here that I just didn't know what to do. But like, really you just have to like go with your gut when you do a lot of things because it's most likely going to be the right decision. Mm-hmm. And just believe in yourself, because that's something that I didn't do when I first came out here. I put myself down a lot, and which made me a worse in my confidence than it already was. So just believe in yourself, and I think that helps a lot.
I do too. I think that's really good advice. Yes.
What is something, Press, that you felt uncomfortable doing, or something that you had to come out of your comfort zone, but you just did it anyways, and then it ended up not financially, but just paying off in the long run?
Yeah, well, I think that everything, like going to auditions, you can't stand in the back. You have to stand in front of them, because that was something that even at like dance conventions, I would stand on the side or in the back. But honestly, you really just have to put yourself in front of those people, because if I'm being honest, they're probably watching the people that are standing in the front. They're not watching the people that are standing on the side. So I think that like putting myself in front of people, even if I am not completely confident in the dance or whatever, I think that you just really have to go for it, because if you don't, then it's going to be even worse. So if you don't know it, still do it full out, still go for it, and it's probably going to be better that you did that, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And also, at least right now, I'm still not confident with my singing, like I was saying, but I think that since I am pushing myself to do classes every week and maybe start to sing for my parents, we'll see about that. But I think that that will make me better. And I just think, really, if you think that you're not good at something, just keep practicing it over and over again, and you will get better at it over time.
So if you fall in love with singing, you think you'll release a single someday?
I hope. I really want to.
Okay, cool. I love that. Yeah. Because I feel like that's what everyone does, right? Yeah. It's like the pattern. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really want to, so hopefully.
Bella, you think you'll release a single someday?
Again, hopefully. Okay. I'm starting to get a little more confident with my voice, but it's not to the point where, like, I'll go sing for my mom, like, in whenever, like, she wants.
Why is it so hard to sing for your mom?
I don't know. Because they're the one person that, like, won't judge you, but you don't want to, like, I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird.
It's very strange. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Like you would think that would be the one person that you'd be comfortable
with. Yes.
Like, I feel like it's the most scary person to do anything in front of.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird. It's just a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, you guys. So here's what I would like to do, because I think you're both really young in your LA journey, and I love that you've just moved out here and you're just getting settled and you're basically just getting started. I would love for everyone to follow you and follow along with your journey, but I would love to have you back in like 3 months and talk about what you've done. Yeah. You know, I think it's like really cool to follow you guys. And to be honest, I'm kind of living through you right now because I've done it and I had the time of my life doing it with JoJo. And I know you're having the time of your life, and I'm slightly jealous in a good way. Like, it's my favorite thing to talk about. And I know you've watched The Hollywood Complex, because I've watched it with you. Have you ever watched The Hollywood Complex?
No.
It's bananas. You have to watch it.
It's hilarious. I'm going to have to watch it now.
It's on Amazon. Watch it tonight and then text me after you watch it. Okay. It's insane. It's about people that move out here for pilot season. And they all live together in the Oakwood apartments. And they're competitive, and they're sweet, and they're talented, and some are not talented. It's all the things. It's incredible.
They win prizes.
It's pretty. You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it. I've watched it like 5 times.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
You're gonna
it
have
now.
To watch it, yes. So I'm gonna live through you guys. I cannot wait to see what you do. I know you're both gonna be super, super successful, and I love that everything's happening out here now. Like, they're figuring it out through COVID, so there are opportunities out here. It's not super quiet anymore. People are auditioning. Pilots are happening. Like, things are happening, so it's incredible. So good luck, and let's make some stuff happen.
Yes.
All right, you guys, are they not adorable?
So cute.
So cute. And, you know, I cannot wait to just see what happens for them.
Right?
I know. It's there's something magical about coming out here to try to make it and making it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure both of them are going to have a lot of success out here. And it'll be fun to see what each of them do. And I want to have them back. I want to have them back in a few months and do like a little recap.
How's it going?
How's it going? What have you been doing? What, like, so I love it. I love all things Hollywood. I love all things audition. I love to talk about the business. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. So I'm happy that they were able to be here today and share all of their things that they have going on with us. And I hope you guys loved it too. And if you're thinking about moving out here, I mean, listen to these kids for advice because they know exactly what they're talking about and they're going through it right now, even in COVID. Crazy times.
Crazy times.
Whoa, there go my glasses. All right, you guys, I love you so much. Thank you for watching this podcast. I hope your holidays were magical. If you're bored and you don't know what to do, head on over to my Success with Jess shop. Check out all the new merch we got. We got a lot of stuff going on there. Bling Bits World, we got hoodies. We got all the things. We got these cute little water bottles. This is definitely my favorite one. I was thinking today, I mostly use this one because it has a straw. Like, I like the other ones, but I'm a straw girl.
Uh-huh.
Are you a straw girl?
Yes, I am drinking a seltzer with a straw.
Definitely a straw girl. So, yeah. But anyways, you guys, thank you to Miranda, literally just spit her soda everywhere.
Thanks.
You're welcome. But anyways, you guys, thank you so much for watching this podcast. Do all the things, but do the most important thing. Love your life. Love everyone in it and live your best life ever. Love you guys.